Governor Fallon is the chair of the National Governors Association. She says the association's new initiative is intended to help align education with the needs of individual states' economies. The Oklahoma governor says 50 years ago, 80% of middle-class jobs in the country required just a high school degree or less.
Today, that number is 35% of our jobs require a high school degree or less, and two-thirds of those jobs will pay less than $25,000 a year.
Malloy says there's no reason to believe Connecticut's not leading the country in the decline in the number of jobs available to people without a higher education degree.
And then in some of our urban areas, we have larger than we should find acceptable numbers of students who don't even get the high school degree, at least in the standard 13 years. So, you know, this is a big question for all of us.
Malloy says Connecticut's educational reform package is designed to reduce the achievement gap between wealthy and poor students. And he says the creation of a Board of Regents for higher education, which brings together community colleges, state universities, and an online college, is helping the state create a system that prepares more young people to be ready for the workforce. Craig LaMult, WSHU News.